Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody listen up. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Here, it's 9 o'clock on the dot, and I'm here with Organic OK.
Yes, this is Organic OK, and might as well go ahead and get into it since I'm, you know, going through this procedure. But this is what I'm getting. Like, everyone has the right. They want to live in the perception, the reality, you know, the propaganda of disabled illusion, disabled cannibalism of thought process to not give disability more flexibility to inherit the freedom to be free completely. I don't think that you are truly embracing that ability that is inherited within the opposition of freeing the thoughts and the imagination that is coming through the ideas that really, truly earn the actual responsibility that you know you truly own. From the beginning of your destiny of wealth that's been paid for you to invest in the best interest of the disability, in the illusion that people think that disability doesn't have more desires than the imagination had presented up to this point. I know that disability is something that you truly think that you have a grasp standing completely of what it is and how it feels and how people's perception of what you are in society. But it's more than that. It's more to your thoughts and more to your ability than you want to allow to have the opportunity to express itself and move in the actual ability of transformation that you want people to truly relate to from the point of view of where they have been invested in that meditation of greatness. I've said a lot that part, but this is comedian Art Getting Okay, and you must understand disability have not been left on the short end of the stick. It's something that you can truly reflect in the ability more than anything.
Okay, now let me throw my 2 cents in the ring. That's what you're getting at. I should be just about to say disabled people all need to take a moment. I mean, actually, a moment ago you were basically saying, well, we were powwowing for the show, getting into whatever, discussing topics. You were going on about how you thought that basically I use my disability too much as a right to be helpless, to stop it, to be more forceful, more, I don't know what. I guess the word I'm looking for is sort of sit back. Handicap is an excuse to be a bum. You say even handicapped people would be mad at me because, buddy, you're not hustling like you should. In handicap, all it means is you got to work harder. That's what I'm not doing. I was trying to work smart, but once in a while, you just got to sweat. You got to toil and toil. I need to do a little bit of that. That's a thing with me. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing, well, what am I looking for here? What's the phrase I'm for? I'm not really pushing myself. I'm not pumping it out. Sometimes you just need to do some actual manual labor. Well, here's the thing with my family.
This is the thing. It's like he got his resources of his ability. He comes in like he's in the center, right? This is what he's like. He's like in the center. His mind is like in the center. His ability is more resources that he's having. It's more like an octopus. Yeah. He's got all these actual exception and connection to pull in the resources that he needs. But at the same time, what he tends to do is even though you have all these abilities, pull these abilities and to have them work together, what he tends to do is just allow them things to be separate and not work as a strength that he has. It's almost like I feel guilty that I have all these extra abilities, and people that try to limit me is the limitation that they're not getting from me, and I feel like I should follow their unflexibility to not have the extra attachments of extending the actual connection and actually being a part of the actual chain that come together with people's connecting and being able to work together and change. And you're trying to, in a sense, do you understand how you can reprogram people's understanding because how you connect? See, you're so busy trying to be the intellect that's castrating the actual growth in people's love that you try to be segregated, that are showing the freedom for people to see this is a place where people that are disabled can have a sincere place where they can be free and have peace. You're not giving them that because you're so busy trying to hide and be selfish and throw more concrete over them not having this. It's almost in a sense you're in so many ways, you are canalizing them into the space where people care for you, and you're leaving them standing where evil that you are projecting is something that they are being traumatized by. Your ability to gravitate to them in the way that they feel that is so nurturing, but you're capitating their actual life to grow in a harvest that you're supposed to be nurturing. If you're nurturing the ability as an octopus uses resources of the extra resources that you're connecting with, then you are, in a sense, you are allowing the opposition to be oppressed by the freedom that truly deserves no words of expression from the ones that destroying you. You're giving them all the spotlight to give them the motivation to keep going on as they see the destroy you, and other people in that setting don't have the flexibility. Now you're allowing the past and the present to be lopped over the top of you and make this mold of just pretty much burying you alive. No, he'd be quiet for so long that I just sit there and listen. He didn't say nothing. No, I'm going to get into this part because he's not going to say it. I'm going to say it. You do not heal happiness from the actual point of selfish of destroying peace of mind. And this is something that happiness is contagious.
Let me say this much. You love to interrupt me. I try not to interrupt you, but I especially try not to interrupt you when we're on the air. I mean, it's like in the medium of sound, so many things can disrupt it. Eating, drinking, little background noises. It's got to be compelling, but also it has to sound crisp, clear, perfect, and flawless, don't it? Let me not interrupt, but let me say this much. I really wish a handicapped person would call in. We could talk about this. We could discuss.
It won't happen to you. Believe me, it's going to happen, sir. It's not always going to be this way. I'm just saying, just enjoy it while you can. Because the day that it's not going to be quiet, you will get annoyed when it's too noisy. Because you want to be quiet for 6 hours. It's only 30 minutes. You want, like, how much time is supposed to be quiet? People talk, hey, hi, just a second, go to talk. Yes. It's that fast. It's not like, quiet. You want people's quiet, you know. This is not a golf course, okay? And you want people quiet for too long. When I stop talking like this, that's enough time to talk. You shouldn't be quiet for 45 seconds and then decide to talk. That's too long. He's doing it again, see? He's doing it again. That's too long to be quiet.
Okay, fine. I'll talk.
You know something? Sometimes I wish I could try. I wish I could change handicaps. Look at the thing with me. I get offended too easily. I'm too thin-skinned. You got to change your attitude in life, and you got to not be so soft-boiled. You know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate it. Keep going.
Okay. I got like that today. I was sitting around enjoying a drink, and she was asking me, where's your...
I just got emotional Charlie horse hearing you talk. Keep going.
A woman basically asked, where's your mask? This is a time basically people should be wearing spacesuits. I tried to explain. Here it is. I stopped to drink. Then she said, that virus, do you think that's made up for something? You think that's a joke? You think that's a hoax? You best take care of yourself, she told me. And this was a random stranger on the street. And that's one of the reasons I haven't been going out really so much. Like, I'm trying to get any more ill than I already am, any more messed up. But the other thing is, I hate the mask. I hate that thing covering my face. It gets hot. It gets clammy.
Okay.
It itches. It's uncomfortable.
So you stop for a moment just to drink something, and then just that little moment you stop to drink so someone starts talking to you?
When she came on by, yeah.
And you just stop just to drink something, right?
Yeah.
So did you start flirting with her? Did you use the opportunity to flirt with her?
She was walking by. I know she was going to fear somebody who didn't have a mask on. I mean, in a way, look, you've got mask and gloves on. Everybody's trying to keep a real distance.
Don't act like a robot. I asked you a simple question of human being communication. Did you have the mask on? You just pulled it down just to drink something, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have a mask, period.
Yes, I had a mask. The shield was down.
It was down. You were drinking. Did she see you drinking something? Or did she see you drinking something?
Yeah. Look, I've gotten people basically giving me attitude basically for taking that thing down to eat, drink. They're like, excuse me, is that a mask or is that a bib? You raise trowel. Pull that thing up.
Did you understand? Communicate with people, even when people should be an obnoxious. It's a technique to respond to people and give them informative information at the same time. Listen to this. Did she have a mask on?
She did.
Okay, she had a mask on the whole time. Was she older, younger? What was she?
Much older. Much older.
Much older. Was she ugly, funny looking, good looking? What did she look like?
What did she look like? Old, kind of slightly thicker build.
Okay.
Look, I have to ask why all this matters. I don't want to be one of those people who basically, whenever somebody gives them attitude, you try to make yourself feel better by looking for faults with their physique.
No, but see, the
she had a bad haircut. Like, that matters.
Yeah, but see, the thing I'm saying to you is people that look at you and they see that they can talk to you a certain way by looking at you. And they assume how you look that your response is almost like caring to them to be like your owner, you know. People look at people that are artistic or someone they feel like that person that's beneath them, they feel like they have to always reach out and grab the actual, you know, directions of what this person is like. I got to go in here and change. Like those people, some people like that. Like you get some older people, right?
Yeah.
That when they talk to you, I don't care what class they is, they just feel like they're more important. They try to throw their age on you, right?
Yeah.
Then some older people that's successful see that you're not of the same caliber as others, and they appreciate you. Then you got some people that they just use age. It's like, how can you use your age in all situations this throw toxic energy, right? Like, if you look over the last 15, 20 years, let's go, because everybody, we're at a place where he's giving me an alley-oop. You go the last 10 to 15 years, okay? You go the last 10 to 15 years. You can see the difference in the last 10 to 15 years, the different types of women that are available that is middle age or close to middle age 15 years ago. So if you go back 15 years ago, you can see the different type of women that was, say, between, say, 45 to about 70, 72 years old. You can see the difference between women 45 to 72 years old 15 years ago. You can look at the women now, say 35 to about 63, 64 years old. You can see a difference in their personalities, right? The same, similar age. I just took away technically. I just took away a few years. Now, if you pick 64 to 70, 72 years old, what's the amount of years difference? 72, 64. How many years of difference is that? That's technically 8 years. I think 8 years off of that, and you can see the difference between a woman that's under 70 years old today, and you can see that person, depending on where you at. Now, you got certain, you know, things that are different, but of norm, like, you can go out there, just say yourself, right? Say if you went out to date someone 15 years ago, just go around the nation 15 years ago. You don't think the women 15 years ago are different mentally than the women that's the same age today, 15 years ago?
Well, buddy, I like to think that basically a lot of things change. People are mentally, emotionally light years ahead. A person can come out at a much younger age and whatever,
stop.
But I think a lot of the spirit is the same.
Stop. You're talking this. We know no group of women are all the same. They don't have all the same response, all the same, experiences. All the same interactions, all the same life challenges, all the same life benefits. It's just a lot of different components for that, just in general, right? And what I'm saying to you is the way you're going about it is so generalized, it's got no foundation that anyone that would just understand this is kind of like a general reference to how to use that if they just didn't like, because look at this. It's billions of people on this planet, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's anybody that ran across every person on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody? Have you met anybody on Earth have met every person in the world? Nobody, right? Is nobody have met every – you don't know nobody that met every person in the world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So you got experts that do research and do databases and do this and this and that, right? They cannot tell you every person, right?
Yeah.
But that can give you a kind of concept that can be taken in a way that can be a useful formula that would work up until the number of people that you actually encounter up to this point in time, based on what part of the nation you are, it's a lot of things that could be used. So the people you're coming across, like if someone is talking to you, you took 10 different professionals that was experts in communication, in relationships, and professional speaking engagements, and how to interact, how to recognize how people's body languages are presenting this, it's a lot of things that someone can teach. But you took 10 of the best. Look at this. You took 10 of the best amateurs that never had any credentials, right? And you just attend the best people that can be the most successful. Who do you think will be the most successful? The 10 successful people that got all the labels, all the credentials, and everyone expects them to know everything. All the 10 people that you know is their natural instinct, and they would be able to outwork the professionals, right? Because that's a natural vibration level. When people have this ability naturally, they end up outperforming the actual expectation of the degrees quite often. But you don't want to look at those because they just take you out of the opposition of people's actual expectation to exploit your ability to really see your desires. It's people that you run across that want to motivate you. As I talk to you, as I say to you, as I know that your feelings as connected to this ability to transform and relate these messages have been using to identify this kind of scientific thing that you call your feelings, and it's not necessarily translating what you truly, truly feel at the bottom of your gut. Make sense?
There's all the sense in the world. I don't want to interrupt, but also,
especially, that's the club. Here it is. It's 9:19 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please join the conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now, check this out. We're talking about women, right? And I was saying, between this age group, right? And what I'm saying to you is, it's so many women that you can deal with today that if you didn't know any better, you can still, like, this, like, your age, if you look in between, if you did a 10 to 12 year ahead of you, 10 to 12 years below you, just say, okay, if you did 10 to 12 years below you, 10 to 12 years above you, once you add those numbers together, what would those numbers be from up to bottom, down, right? That would be 22 to 20 years between up and down, right? That's 20 years, a 20-year space, right? 20 years between 20 to 20, roughly 12 up, 12 down, that's 24 years between those two. Right? If you took 24-year space, up and down, and you would say, what group would you think you would be able to identify with? Would you be able to identify a woman 12 years above you, or do you think you'd be able to identify a woman 12 years below you? Which one do you think you'd be able to identify the most? It varies, right? Person to person, right? But once you tune in the ability more than the actual age, you'll find it's more beyond that that you'd be able to grasp. And more below that, you'd be able to root and have healthy spread where experience and things that they're looking for and related to, they say, oh, but I like this, right? Then they wouldn't necessarily look at, see, what you're looking at, because this goes back to this thing that we were talking about every episode, connecting, right? You look at a woman based on what you think you know, and you camouflage the ability that is transparent in things that they really truly want to have, part of things that they really want to connect with, part of things they want to be vulnerable with, is things in your ability that's transparent in the idea of what they connect with and what they truly want to grow with, what they care and what their imagination have. Pretty much been fair to seeing the greatness in a man in the right direction level that rising their ability to truly connect to you. So when you put both into the equation, you see so many things that separate inside of your desires that they're saying, oh, as you do this, you are prepared for these things, you care about these things, you're truly nurturing these things, you'll find so many more things inside of you that birth more, and you fertilize this love that the connection of the opposite sex really, really, really find you fascinating. That you say, man, I didn't know these things exist. Going through this process as before, don't you know this already? You know how food takes years to grow, right, on a food tree, right? You know it already, right?
All right, yeah.
You do, right? So if you want that natural order of how that fruit takes years and how the season is set up, so once the fruit tree starts growing fruit, you start seeing every year around the season that the fruit grows fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that natural order? But before the fruit growing, what the tree doing? The tree has no fruit, right? It's going through the process, right? Isn't that a natural order? You think, as much as you think women don't like you, and a woman you think don't like you is a woman that you think don't like you, is a woman that really truly likes you, and a woman you think that truly don't like you is a woman that truly enhanced, like, oh, I hope he likes me. And then a woman you think should like you is a woman that you shouldn't even worry about not liking you. It's like you using all your energy, you looking at things that women in certain space, you think this is an energy. No, this is a natural energy of your desire, bro. Your desire is going to, it's going, it's there, it's the inventory. That's the secretary of your love. You have the most wantable free space of women, and that is desire is going to fool their imagination and them really, truly, you enhancing that ability as a man to a woman. That's a magic thing that you don't realize. Caring, being so vulnerable and being so caring and so connecting, this is something that makes the causes that comes together with the best relative of caring. This is you. He's a part of the connection. All the caring, all the things that you truly wanted to connect with, and all these things that are part of you that bring the harvest, the light, you are part of these connections. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So when she sees you, she's connected. She's, like, truly in head. Like, she's disabled with love. And I'm not, that's not a disattached. That is the ability of soul connected. You know, when you see a raw diamond, it looks disabled. But when you start cleaning it up, see, people look at the disability of destruction. People look at the disability of correction and greatness. See, if this is a disability that you're not aware of, see, when you look at, here's a time, let me tell you something. Here's a time where black people was taken through the back door, and it was a disrespectful tactic. Go through the back door, okay? Now, that's the most powerful thing, going through the back door, because that's your power. But think about all that harvest of all that pain that before it would grow fruit. It was so painful. People that think about that, just the spirit, how, go to the back door, don't come to the front door. That was so degrading. People, the world, if they come to the back door, you know, people, all colors, all they come to the back door. It's so powerful because this important person is coming through the door. But think about all that pain, all that suffering, all that misery, all that, oh, the lack of caring. Now, that's the most magical place. People come up through the back door and come in and pop into the stage and come inside. There's this, man, that's what I'm spreading you. Your pain is not just something that's been left there, man. It's been something that's been shed in the desire to. See, when you meet that woman, you don't realize how much more that she's being a part of. She's feeling the amazing ability that you put into her. Oh, man, you don't realize how much it's in you to be a part of her. How much more is in part you to look at what's a uniform that your desires truly enhance in this world is being put into the desires of the man. You don't realize there's so much in you that you are changing from being the natural thing that you think is a miserable thing is a loving thing. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And I've been talking to comedians.
Please check us out. We're on the web. We're on the air. We're on. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Tune in. Get behind the cause. Really. It'll do wonders for you. I mean that. I want to thank everybody who might hear this at some point, who's eventually going to hear this. Thank you. Anything else to say, Organic?
Man, just keep it organic because, you know, it's part of the growth. And I just said the last part, but, man, this guy right here, man, he needs that beautiful tractor woman from the inside of his organic ability to see this process of the harvest. And he would know when he find her because he don't have to lie to his soul. He's lying to the idea of not being his soul. Reflected organic platform. This is so natural. He doesn't understand his growth is going to be a harvest to change the love factor.
All right, thank you all for listening. Thank you. Good night.